letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Black letters appear on a block of white. Plan B. Thin red lines frame the words Lewis Pictures with Korean characters below. White letters angle into the distance. Kate Street Picture Company. Netflix presents a Netflix original film. A film by Bong Joon-ho. A pair of cream-colored stilettos steps onto yellow shoe prints on a black disc. Text appears, 2007 New York. Stylists primp a blonde woman with a chin-length bob and bangs.
Oh, thank you! What a terrific crowd! Welcome to my inauguration! I'm Lucy Miranda of the Miranda Corporation. Welcome to my grandfather's old factory. Now, I know, we all know, that Grandpa Miranda was a terrible man. We know of the atrocities he committed in this space. We know these walls are stained with the blood of fine working men. But today, I reclaim this space to tell you a beautiful story. Now the rotten CEOs are gone. It's Miranda's new era with me and with new core values, environment and life. Awesome.
Oh, you're much more fun than the last chief executive.
Well, former CEO Nancy's my sister, but we're very different people. We have very different ways of being. We have very different business ethics. But she's totally ignorant about humanity. She lacks vision beyond her next round of golf. The world's population is at 7 billion. 805 million human beings struggle with hunger every day, including 30 million right here in the United States. The world is running out of food, and we're not talking about it.
Lucy addresses a crowd as an animated video plays behind her.
We needed a miracle. And then we got one. Say hello to a super piglet. This beautiful and special little creature was miraculously discovered on one Chilean farm. We brought this precious girl to the Miranda Ranch in Arizona. Our scientists have been raising her with love and care ever since, observing and performing various studies. And we've successfully reproduced 26 miracle piglets by non-forced natural mating. They are like nothing on earth.
A man in a suit mouths the words to her speech from a high catwalk.
Last week, we sent the 26 super piglets to the 26 countries where the Miranda offices are located. Each one was given to an esteemed local farmer. I have asked each farmer to raise their special guest, honoring traditional techniques unique to their respective cultures. My top scientists in the Miranda branch offices will be on hand to offer whatever support is required. These little piggies will be the ancestors of a whole new species. Mama Nature's gift. A revolution in the livestock industry. And now we have a competition!
Arms high, she grins through her braces. A screen behind her reads, Best Super Pig.
One local farmer will raise the biggest, most beautiful and special one. The ultimate super pig. But who will it be?
She scans a map with various locations flagged.
I'm not an expert, but I know someone who is. TV's most beloved zoologist and veterinarian, and the new face of the Miranda Corporation, Dr. Johnny Wilcox. Who said a brilliant scientist can't be fun? See, everybody wants to eat him up.
Videos show Dr. Johnny with animals.
When the competition reaches its climax, Dr. Johnny will crown the winner at a Magical Animals live telecast right here in New York City. And that is when we will unveil our super pigs to the world.
How long will the wait be? When do we get to see the big pig with our own eyes?
10 years.
10 years? Jesus Christ, I'll be dead by then.
The man in the suit makes a conducting gesture. The screen displays animated animals sitting in a tree with Dr. Johnny.
Our super pigs will not only be big and beautiful, they will also leave a minimal footprint on the environment, consume less feed, and produce less excretions. And most importantly, they need to taste fucking good.
A view looks out over a foggy mountain range beneath a sky filled with stratus clouds. A title appears, Okja. In a lush woods, a young teenage girl peels apart a pod of white-tufted seeds and blows, sending them airborne. Text reads, 10 years later, far from New York. More seeds take flight as she blows again. Short, dark brown hair frames the carefree smile on her face. Behind her, a full-grown super pig approaches from the brush. It's gray and the size of a small elephant, with a pig-like midsection, long floppy ears, and a snout like a hippo. A scar runs from one of its nostrils toward its mouth. It nuzzles the girl, who wears a splotchy pink, lavender, and blue jacket. She bends down and hoists the creature's elephantine foot, in which a chestnut burr is embedded. Subtitles appear.
It won't hurt. Don't move.
She touches the burr and jerks her hand back.
It's okay.
She extracts the burr, then watches the super pig bolt down a hillside.
Not too hard.
The super pig rolls, barreling down the hill into a tree. Birds take flight from its limbs, and persimmons fall from its branches. The girl trudges downhill and grabs one.
They're not even ripe yet.
She tosses the persimmon to the super pig, who catches the fruit in its mouth. Now, at the foot of a tree's exposed roots, the girl washes persimmons in a stream. The creature puts its front legs up on a rock. Wagging its hippo-like tail, it moves closer to the girl. She puts a hand on its snout, pushing the creature out of her personal space. It leans in again.
You had some already.
She nudges the super pig back. Glumly, it turns away, climbing back onto the rock. One of its feet slips into the water, and it glances back at the girl before huffing away. Later, she waves to the creature from higher up along the rocky stream bed. A persimmon sits atop a rock that splits the distance between them. The super pig gobbles it up. Later, the girl squats beside a pool of water at the base of a mossy labyrinthine waterfall. The super pig balances on rocks partway up the hillside and drinks from a small pool.
Okja!
Okja lifts her head.
Okja, what are you doing? Look at all the fish here!
Okja lumbers away from the small pool of water through a rocky stream. Okja breaks into a run and rockets off a landing into the water beside the girl, splashing her with a huge wave. The girl shakes off her hands and looks around, a fish flopping on the rocks nearby. She reaches for it, a netted bag holding the persimmon slung over her shoulder. Okja surfaces in the pond. The girl places a fish into her bag. She spies something between more rocks and bends down to grab a tiny fish, which she tosses into the pond. It swims away, and the girl looks out at Okja.
What? Now? Again?
Carefully, the girl walks along the rocky shoreline. Okja meets her at the far end of the water and emerges from the pond. Okja stands at the water's edge, her rump facing the pond. The girl rubs the super pig's hindquarter and her tail rises. Pellets launch from her rectum and shoot into the water. Elsewhere in the mountains, an old man treks along a hillside path using a walking stick. He's hunched over from a bundle of wood strapped to an A-frame carrier on his back. He stops next to an axe stuck in a tree stump beside a simple outdoor kitchen at the top of a steep hill. A metal pot steams atop a rudimentary stone stove. The old man lets go of a rope that holds his load in place and dumps the wood into a pile. He sets down the carrier and his walking stick, then removes a towel from around his neck.
Mija!
He wipes his face with the towel.
Is she not here yet? Mija!
He walks over to the stove.
Where has she gone off to?
He lifts a lid from the pot and looks inside. At the edge of a home's room, open to the outdoor kitchen, the old man sits on the narrow porch and grabs a microphone from a stand.
Mija Ju of 37-1, Sanyang Town. Promptly return home for dinner. Mija.
Elsewhere, Mija sleeps.
Come home quick. Grandpa's starving.
Subtly, Mija's body rises then lowers. A wider view reveals Mija lying atop Okja, who rolls onto her back. Mija rolls the opposite direction, maintaining her sleeping perch atop the super pig. Mija wakes, lifting her head. She swings her legs to one side and sits up. She pats Okja's belly, and the super pig rolls to her side. Mija slides off of her, then fetches her netted bag from a shallow pool of water. She retrieves her fish. It flops around in her hand, and she returns it to her bag. Later, she leads Okja along a hillside trail through the woods. They emerge from the trees into daylight beside giant boulders. Mija holds the end of a rope that's tied around Okja's neck. Okja hesitates, staring at Mija, who's on a narrow ledge along a steep stone cliff. The rope goes slack, and Mija looks back to Okja. She gathers the rope, now hanging untied over Okja's neck.
Don't be scared. It's a shortcut.
Mija ducks beneath Okja's neck, grabs the other end of the rope, and begins to retie her tether. Suddenly, Mija's feet slip out from under her. She slides down the hill, clinging to the end of the quickly uncoiling rope. Okja charges after it as Mija slips over the cliff's edge. Okja stomps on the rope, halting her fall. Mija dangles off a rocky cliff face, clinging to the rope with one hand and her bag with the other. She hooks the bag over her neck and grabs the rope with both hands. Okja begins to slide down the steep rocks above, the rope slipping along with her. She tries a few times to catch it in her mouth before she's able to chomp down on the rope. She tries to tug it back, but tumbles, rolling to the cliff's edge. Mija plummets, then jerks to a stop.
No, go back up!
Okja's perched at the top of the cliff, the rope gripped tightly in her teeth. Pebbles fall toward Mija. She tucks her head. Rocks and Okja's drool hit her hair. Okja tugs, lifting Mija with each step backward. Her back trotter steps onto a ledge, and she loses her footing. She struggles to hang on as her front feet slide toward the rim of the rock wall. Okja peers down at the rope, taut over the cliff's edge, beyond which Mija can't be seen. A short distance from the rope, a broken tree juts from the rocks. Okja's eyes shift from the broken tree to the rope, and she bolts, pulling Mija along the rock face. She leaps, and the rope lands atop the stump. It makes a pulley, rocketing Mija upward as Okja plunges. She lets go of the rope and drops into trees below. Wide-eyed, Mija gapes down with a furrowed brow from a perch safely atop the broken tree. Later. At the foot of the rocky cliff, Mija searches through a lush forest.
Where are you?
Mija turns toward the sound and notices a large boulder between the trees. She traipses toward it through tall foliage. Mija climbs around the boulder and gazes beyond it.
옥자야,
Resting against the backside of the boulder is Okja. Mija goes to her. She lies on her stomach, barely moving. From her bag, Mija withdraws a persimmon and offers it to Okja. Mija leans in closer, holding out the fruit to Okja's snout. Finally, Okja raises her head. She rolls over, belly up. Mija puts the persimmon into her bag and casually strolls past Okja with her arms behind her back. Okja sits up, flops to her side, and rises. She licks her lips. Mija looks back at Okja and opens her arms wide. Okja rises up on her rear haunches and Mija rushes to her. Okja gently folds her front legs around the girl and they embrace. Mija pats Okja's belly and strokes her. Lifting Okja's floppy ear, Mija whispers something to her. Later. At the house, Mija and her grandpa sit on the floor with a small round table between them that holds a pot of fish stew and bowls of spices, veggies, and rice.
Mundo from the office is coming to visit.
Mundo? To collect the money for Okja?
I've already sent them the money.
So Okja is ours now, right?
Of course.
The old man chomps down on a cucumber.
So why is he coming? Paperwork?
The old man retrieves a remote from the floor and turns on a television.
They said soccer would be on.
Static flickers on screen, and the old man smacks the TV set. It clears up, only for a moment.
Son of a...
Great. Now we can buy a new TV.
This one's still fine.
Such a tight wad.
Mija's grandpa pulls up a floorboard with a string through it, revealing a stash of green glass liquor bottles beneath. He pours a capful, delicately brings it to his lips, and swigs. Mija crawls across the room toward the open wall. Okja lingers outside under the night sky. Mija breaks a cucumber in half, tosses a piece to Okja, then returns to the table. A Super Pig Project certificate signed by Lucy Mirando hangs on the wall. It bears a photo of the old man and reads, Local Farmer Certificate presented to He Bongju. That night, a light comes on inside a room with a frosted textured glass door. Beside it hang several photos, including one of Mija and Okja when they were little. Mija slides the door open and sleepily walks to the open wall carrying a pillow and a back scratcher. She steps outside and heads to a covered pen where Okja lies atop the hay-lined ground. She taps Okja with the back scratcher. Okja rises up on her front legs. Mija tosses her pillow to the ground and crawls underneath Okja, who lies down beside her, cuddling Mija under her front leg. With her eyes closed, Mija lifts the back scratcher to stroke Okja, then uses it to scratch her own head. The next morning, Hibong fills a blue plastic dipper with water from a hand pump, pouring all but a small portion into a pink washbowl.
Welcome. Hard climb?
Good afternoon.
A man in glasses reaches the top of the hill.
Here, have some water. I thought a bunch of you were coming.
They're behind me.
Mija is halfway inside Okja's mouth.
Always on top of her dental hygiene.
Wait, let me out, Okja. Mundo? Hello, Mundo.
Did you brush your own teeth?
Yeah.
Mija emerges from Okja's mouth with a large scrub brush. Mundo, in a sweaty shirt and tie, sits on the porch and opens a laptop. Mija comes over.
Retina display.
Bring me the black box.
Mundo points at Okja, and Mija lifts the Super Pig's floppy left ear and unclips a black box from a flat piece of plastic affixed beneath it. She hands the black box to Mundo. He blows on it, then unsheathes a disk drive inside it, which he connects to his laptop.
Does Okja eat and poop well?
Yes, and she has a super high metabolism.
Okja's stats appear on the laptop.
Right, that's what the readings say.
More people arrive. A woman with a still camera hunches over, and Mundo's assistant in heels clutches her stomach. Behind them, Dr. Johnny and a man with video gear emerge up the hill. Dr. Johnny has a big, bushy mustache. Drenched in sweat, he's dressed in a safari shirt and hat.
Oh, fucking hair, goddammit!
Mundo's assistant spits phlegm. Mija approaches her.
He's that guy from TV, right?
He is.
What was it? Animal magic. He's the very healthy guy.
All the other super pigs were on Flatland, accessible by car. Japan's one was 5 minutes from the airport. But you, I noticed that you had to leave the fucking mountaintop super pig till the end because you knew that the climb would rile me. Well, guess what? I'm riled.
He looks exactly like he does on TV.
Rising from the porch beside Mundo, Dr. Johnny opens a refrigerator beside him.
Oh, sorry.
It's filled with shoes.
Can somebody at least bring me some water? Seeing as I'm about to be filmed for fucking television. And not sparkling water, I don't want to belch my way through the broadcast.
Get him some water.
I don't think they have sparkling water here.
Excuse me, sir, if you don't mind. Dr. Johnny's a bit thirsty. Thank you.
Johnny finds one of Hibong's green liquor bottles and drinks.
Wait, that's soju.
Hey, that's mine.
Facing Okja's pen, Johnny stops mid-swig. He drops the bottle and beelines to Okja, who backs away from him. Gaping, Dr. Johnny delicately places his hands on her snout.
Hey, Okja, it's okay. Come on out. That's it. Very good.
Mundo grins at Dr. Johnny. As Dr. Johnny moves around Okja's body, she gives him a sidelong look. Dirt surrounds the nails of his fingers, which he draws across her rough, thinly haired body. His jaw hangs open as he gazes back at his crew through a pair of round sunglasses.
Well, fucking film me, Jennifer. You can't fake these emotions.
Film him. Get him his uniform. Quick. Oh, but...
They're filming.
Pick up his bag, come on.
Johnny changes into a green Mirando shirt.
Mundo, get out of the shot, please. Thank you very much, that's it. And get his hat. Looking good, Dr. Johnny, that's it. Everything's gonna be okay. Mundo, get out of the shot. Thank you very much. And roll.
10 years ago, 26 local farmers from 26 far-flung countries were each given a super piglet. This year, I don't know. To decide who will be invited to the best Super Pig Fest in New York City, where it will be unveiled to the world. You've done an incredible job.
Thank you.
Panda the old man.
Oh, Panda Johnny.
Johnny.
Ever since she was little, I've always been fascinated with Okja and her monthly health reports and data. I've only known her through numbers and graphs and pictures, but seeing her here today and studying her with my own eyes and hands, she amazes me even more.
This is it, the moment of mutual trust between Mirando's very own Dr. Johnny and the esteemed local farmer.
Dr. Johnny touches a one-nippled udder on Okja's underbelly.
Oh, she is truly exceptional.
How did you do it? What were your methods?
He points his microphone at Hibong.
He just let her run around.
How beguiling.
Show the sash to the camera, Jennifer, and go.
She places a silky red Best Super Pig sash on Hibong.
Ready for the festival in New York City?
Do you?
Dr. Johnny interviews Okja, who squeezes snot onto his face. Mija and the old man squint, but Johnny wipes it off and smiles.
Very healthy.
He sniffs his fingers.
One more sash, please.
He grabs a sash from Jennifer and places it over Mija's shoulders, then stands with his arm around her and looks toward the camera guy.
A special sash for a special little lady who I'm sure helped raise this super pig in her own special little way.
And cut. Get some cutaways from the pig.
Dr. Johnny sits on the porch. Mija holds out her sash to him.
Here, autograph, please.
Oh, I guess I'm still hip in Korea. The kids at home don't really appreciate me anymore. But here...
She hands him a marker.
I'm sorry if I was a little grumpy when I first came to the farm. But, you know, being a television presenter can be stressful. I always have to be on. Now that I'm the face of the Mirando Corporation. Whoever thought that would happen?
Ebong gives Dr. Johnny an enthusiastic thumbs up.
Mija, let's go visit your mom and dad.
Now? I want to watch this.
They'll be doing this all day. Your mom and dad appeared in my dream last night. They said they missed you. Come on.
The old man tugs his sash from Dr. Johnny, gives him another thumbs up, then leads Mija down a trail.
Come quick. It won't take long.
Mija steals a glance back at the others, who fawn over Okja. Later, Mija sits by a tree. Behind her, her grandpa clears brush from two headstones.
Who do you miss more?
Mom
or Dad?
I can't remember their faces.
It's been so many years. Just the two of us in the mountains?
Not two, three.
Oh, sure. Three. The three of us.
He ambles over to her.
Okja, too.
He shows her a shiny gold object.
Ta-da!
Our little fatty.
What's that?
This is a gold pig. 100% real gold. In the old days, the elders would give a gold pig to their daughters as a wedding gift. Mija, it's yours now. Take it.
Why all of a sudden?
The palm-sized figurine rests on a soft bag. He hands both to her and squeezes her forearm reassuringly. Mija examines the pig as her grandpa stands with effort.
Well, you're not getting married now. Okja is going far away. So, you can keep this gold pig instead.
He stands at the graves.
What?
The pig competition's nearly over. So they're taking all the pigs back to the company.
But Okja's ours. We bought her from them. You sent them the money.
Actually, they wouldn't let me buy Okja. So I bought you this gold pig instead.
What are you talking about?
He smiles at the graves.
Hey, did you hear that? Your daughter raises her voice at me now.
Mija glares.
Mija, they say Okja was selected as the best pig. They have plans for her in America.
America?
She'll spend the night at the Mirando building in Seoul. And tomorrow, she'll be on a plane to America. She's a celebrity now. Mija, to be honest, you're nearly a grown woman now. I don't like you playing with that pig all day. You should go to town, meet a boy.
She whips her figurine to the ground and runs off. Her grandpa dashes to retrieve the gold pig, then stares after her. Mija sprints down a densely wooded mountainside trail. She comes to a halt. Okja's pen at the farm is empty. Mija bolts away again, dashing downhill through the brush. She crosses a clearing, continuing down a slope overgrown with vegetation, then quickly descends a dirt path. The path widens at a ledge overlooking a valley between the trees. Mija doesn't slow. She takes the ledge feet first, sliding down a nearly barren hillside of smooth, pale dirt. She gets her footing, careening down another slope. She pops up from a cloud of dirt and continues on, losing some steam as she jogs along a paved road. She follows the road around a sharp turn, then catches her breath, hands resting on her knees. Down in the valley below, a large truck speeds into the distance. The truck disappears around a bend. That night, Hibong tosses roots and bark in a blue plastic colander. He blows on the items and adds them to a pot on the stove. He stirs the mixture, then spoons a ladle of broth. He blows on the steaming liquid and lifts the ladle to his lips. Behind him, Mija returns home. He sees her cross the front porch, then, peering through a window, watches her enter the house and walk to her room. She hesitates at the doorway. She grabs one of the photos from outside her room, then, sliding her bedroom door open, goes inside. Mija reaches above her head and turns on a light, which flickers to life. She opens a dresser drawer and takes off her jacket and pants. Behind her, her grandfather enters.
You must be hungry. I made your favorite, chicken stew. Go wash up so we can eat. I put in this and that.
In her drawer of clean clothes, Mija sees the gold pig.
Everything that's good for you.
Now, in clean purple pants, Mija straps on a fanny pack.
Where are you going?
Seoul.
What?
I'm going to bring Okja home.
Are you crazy, Seoul? In the middle of the night?
She puts on a clean jacket.
You have no money to go to Seoul?
Mija smashes a piggy bank, scattering money. She grabs the gold pig.
Stop, it's dangerous. Don't move. Oh my God.
He picks up broken shards.
Oh God, go away, you'll get hurt.
He sees Mija scoop coins into her fanny pack and tries to stop her.
Where do you think you're going? You're not going anywhere.
He grabs for her pack, and Mija shoves him to the floor.
Stop right there!
Mija hesitates outside the door. Hibong slumps glumly. She peeks around the door at him. He grabs a crayon from a desk and draws lines on a picture of Okja to resemble a butcher chart.
Blade shoulder, loin, spare rib, hock. Got it? This is what will happen to her. This is Okja's fate. Fate.
Mija bolts.
Mija!
Hibong comes after her, but she tosses banknotes into the wind, and he stops to retrieve them.
Mija! Mija!
When he looks up, she's gone.
Mija! Mija!
He hurries after her.
Mija!
The stillness of the dimly lit peaks of the mountain range gives way to a dense crowd moving up a flight of stairs. In an overhead view, Mija stands out from the drably dressed crowd in a crimson-colored jacket, illuminated by patches of daylight. She stops in the middle of the stairs, then turns around, heading against the flow of people. Later, inside a subway car, she stares at a map of stops along an intricate web of intersecting lines, then gazes out a window as her car passes alongside another. Now, inside an office building, Mija emerges from a doorway halfway down a long, empty hallway lit by fluorescent lights that reflect off the floor and walls. Mija heads down the hallway toward a glass-walled lobby of an office. On the wall inside, over a reception desk, is a green logo of a tree beside the word Mirando. She places her hand on the glass door, then raises her fist to knock. A receptionist peeks out from behind the desk, briefly glancing at Mija before looking back to her phone.
Excuse me.
Ignoring her, the receptionist twirls a high-heeled shoe on her toes and stares down at her lap.
I'm here for Okja. Use the phone.
The receptionist points at a telephone outside the entrance. Mija steps over to it and lifts the receiver. Mija listens. Meanwhile, the receptionist makes a call.
Hey, could you come to the lobby? No, some kid is here. She wants me to open the door.
Please state the name you are looking for.
Mundo.
Sorry, please speak clearly.
You can't just send anybody up here. Screen these people, okay? Mundo!
The receptionist stands and walks away.
Excuse me!
The receptionist disappears.
Excuse me!
Scowling, Mija sets her jaw. She looks up, scanning the glass, then backs up down the hallway. She tugs on her fanny pack, slung across her chest, then charges the lobby wall. She leaps, body checking it, bounces off, and falls to the ground. The whole wall shudders, as does a glass of water on the reception desk. The receptionist returns.
What the?
The wall completely shatters. As Mija darts into the lobby, the receptionist grabs her. Mija backs into a fake tree, toppling it.
You little bitch, hey!
Mija dashes around a corner into the office, past a waiting area and cubicles.
Mundo!
Along a wall, she spots posters for the Mirando Super Pig with illustrations of Dr. Johnny and Lucy Mirando. They read, Harvest for the World and Yum. Mija sees a Super Pig calendar on a desk as the receptionist rushes in with a security guard.
Hey!
You little shit!
Stay where you are!
Hey, stop!
Mija throws the calendar at them and locks herself in a conference room.
Just open the door.
The guard fiddles with a keychain.
Open the door so we can talk. Hey!
Open the damn door!
Mija sprints down a windowed hallway. She peers outside at Mundo, who supervises workers loading Okja into a semi-trailer.
Come on, you guys, stop taking photos, okay? This is classified. These are direct orders from HQ in America. No photos. I don't want to see anything on Instagram or Facebook, okay?
Okja, I'm here! Okja! Let's talk. Where are you going?
Wait, no, stop!
Meanwhile, in the semi, a worker pinches his finger in a chain as he clips it to a harness around Okja's neck. Mundo pulls out a selfie stick and poses beside the super pig, lifting her upper lip so it looks like she's smiling. Then, he climbs into the passenger seat of the semi's cab.
Look how tall the truck is, right?
The youthful-looking man in the driver's seat rolls his eyes.
Are you new here?
The enormous gray semi pulls away just as Mija emerges, sprinting at it.
Call the police! Wait, stop! Damn it!
The receptionist loses a shoe as she and the guard follow Mija into the parking garage. Mija chases the semi out onto the street. An overhead view shows the truck motoring up a two-lane road that cuts a path through an array of multi-level buildings. Mija trails half a block behind it. The truck rounds a bend, and Mija takes a shortcut down a one-lane street. She keeps pace with the truck. It's a block away, visible through side alleys. The truck whizzes past the point where the street it's on meets up with Mija's shortcut. The truck slows to make a sharp turn, allowing Mija to gain some ground. It continues down a sloped street between tall concrete abutments. Atop one of them is a raised sidewalk along which Mija sprints. neck and neck with the truck. She climbs over a railing and leaps onto it. Okja wiles inside the trailer. In the cab, Mundo turns toward the noise. Mija clings to a railing on top of the semi and grapples forward.
What does that say? 4.2...
They approach an overpass.
This isn't taller than 4.2 meters, is it? Is it?
Mija ducks, covering her head with her free hand as they narrowly pass beneath the overpass.
Do you have a license to drive this thing? A commercial license?
Nonchalantly, the driver shifts gears. Mija looks ahead, wide-eyed, at an overpass marked 3.9 meters.
Wait, hey, come on now. Hey, no.
Mija bolts to the rear and drops off the back of the semi, clinging to the railing. In the trailer, a worker covers his ears as Okja pins two others against the wall.
What now? What's that noise?
The driver eyes something.
What's that?
Pale purple petals flutter toward the windshield from the outstretched arm of a driver inside a black semi up ahead, one lane over.
What the hell?
The other semi slows alongside Mundo. Its driver, in a balaclava ski mask and black jacket, holds a PA mic.
Nice to meet you! We're not terrorists! What? We don't like violence! We don't want to hurt you! Stop! Stop the truck! What the hell is he saying? Stop!
Just cooperate, guy!
Mundo gapes.
What?
In the passenger seat, a man in a ski mask and a suit and tie gives a nod. The black semi picks up speed as Mija clings to the swing doors of the Mirando truck. The black semi cuts across two lanes and slows once again, pulling alongside the Mirando driver, who rolls his window down. A side panel of the black semi opens to four masked individuals, who wave.
Hey! What's going on?
Hey, old man! Safety!
I don't think he gets it. Okay.
Mundo buckles in as the masked woman with bright red hair makes a gesture that she's watching him, and the blonde-haired Australian closes the panel. They enter a multi-lane tunnel. The black semi sideswipes the Mirando truck, shoving it against the tunnel wall and knocking Mija loose. She tumbles onto the asphalt. The assailants keep the Mirando truck pinned to the wall and slow both to a halt. The crew hops out of the black truck with tools. The guy in the jacket wields bolt cutters, and the suited man shakes spray paint. They open the Mirando semi. Mundo's on his cell phone.
Hello, police? Terrorists. There are terrorists here.
While two assailants keep the Mirando workers huddled in the back of the trailer, the guy in the jacket struggles to cut Okja's chain. The red-haired woman reaches past him, easily unfastening the hook. Outside, the suited man sprays the grill of the Mirando truck.
What's he writing?
Mundo's driver smirks.
Is this fucking amusing to you?
It's not mine. It's company property.
The masked crew unloads Okja from the truck. She bucks, tossing two of them to the pavement. A crowd of onlookers stand outside backed up traffic in the tunnel. Mija climbs on top of a car. Okja spots her, and Mija waves. Mija limps briskly between lanes of traffic toward Okja, who breaks free of the masked crew's grasp, running toward her friend. Mija leaps onto Okja's snout, and Okja flips her up onto her back. Mija slips, but manages to hang on to the harness around Okja's neck. Smashing into stopped cars, Okja does a 180 and storms past the masked crew. They jog after her to no avail.
Everybody in there!
The crew hurries back to their semi. With Mundo.
They're leaving. Start the truck. Quick! Fuck it. What?
What do I care? I'm leaving this shithole anyway.
Mundo stares incredulously.
You know what? I do have a commercial license, but I don't have workman's comp.
The driver drops the keys out his window. Mundo gets out.
Insurance? You want insurance? Then show some loyalty to the company. This is what company loyalty looks like.
He runs into a car door, which lays him out. Outside, Mija keeps pace beside Okja. Cop cars weave through traffic toward them. Mija grabs Okja's harness and turns her.
This way.
She corrals the super pig into the entrance of a stairway. People drop their bags and dash out of the way. One guy gets knocked down.
I'm sorry!
Mija quickly checks on him, then chases after Okja, who storms through an underground shopping center, knocking down people and store displays. A grinning girl sporting a pig-eared headband, a pink snout on her nose, and a shirt with a pig on it, runs with Okja on her heels, recording the chase on her phone. Okja takes out an overhead sign. The masked crew are now in pursuit on foot through the mall, tailed by the Mirando workers armed with guns, and Mundo, who inadvertently bowls over a woman. At an entrance to the shopping center, Okja slides into a glass wall on all fours. Mija quickly prods her back to her feet, and they bolt down an adjacent path.
Move!
A woman's in a wheelchair in front of them, hooked to an IV drip. Mija grabs Okja's harness and yanks her aside. The two crash into a store, toppling shelves. Okja falls hard. In slow motion, the masked crew rushes to her side. The guy in the black jacket notices something on the ground nearby. It's Mija, buried in display items. He clears them off and helps her up. One of her eyes is red and swollen. She looks up to see the uniformed Mirando workers charging at them. They stop to load tranquilizers into their guns. As they fire, the crew in masks open umbrellas, catching the tranquilizer darts. The red-haired woman shoots a smoke gun at them.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest.
The Australian uses his umbrella to knock a tranquilizer gun from one of the workers, then stops another who tries to get to Okja, yanking the man to the floor by his collar. Mija watches the suited man tenderly extract a jagged bloody shard from Okja's hind foot. He studies it with a concerned expression, then looks back at Okja. Tears streak down her face.
ALF?
The Mirando driver studies the spray-painted grill.
Animal Liberation Front.
He looks them up on his phone.
Animal Liberation Front?
In the mall.
We are good people, on your side.
The ALF crew scrambles away from the scene with Mija and Okja.
So sorry to hurt you. It wasn't our intention, okay?
They hurry down an aisle past gawking shoppers. They round a corner and exit into a parking structure.
Where are you?
Me!
Me too!
There! Right there!
They spot their truck.
Back door! Go to the back door!
Back door! Back door!
As his crew dashes to the semi with Okja, the Aussie grabs a bystander's crutch and uses it to barricade the doors as cops and the Mirando workers plow into it. The guy in the jacket opens the semi's back door, and they pile in as the crutch is yanked from the shopping center entrance. Police and the Mirando workers burst through. They scramble after the semi as the last ALF member is helped inside. The guy in the jacket dumps a bag of ball bearings out the back of the semi. The cops and the Mirando workers go down in heaps. Only Mundo runs after them. He leaps over his downed colleagues, and the guy in the jacket throws the empty bag at him. Mija glares at him and rubs Okja's rump.
Mija, don't! Don't do that! Stop rubbing!
Mundo shields his face as a shower of super pig dung bombards him.
He's having a shitty day.
It's beautiful. And eco-friendly.
Mundo finally slows, relenting. He stoops over, his shirt and the floor of a tunnel leading out of the underground parking area splattered in excrement. The semi disappears around a curve. Mundo makes a phone call.
Hey, baby. It's me. What kind of body wash do we have? Fruity Lucy Lemon?
Because the girl showed up, so I'm providing the team with unfolding intel.
I don't hear it, still sounds creepy.
I'm not creepy. That's not creepy. That's my voice. That's my actual voice.
The man in a suit and tie squeezes the guy in the jacket's shoulder, silencing him, then takes a seat beside Mija and Okja. He removes his ski mask, revealing his boyish face.
My name is Jay.
The guy in the jacket crouches beside him.
Jen and Jay?
He's Jay. My name is Kay.
Kay's mask is now removed.
I'm Red.
A skinny guy lowers his mask.
Silver.
I'm blonde.
The Aussie touches his chest.
I'm Bijay.
I'm Mija. This is Okja. We are animal lovers.
우리 동물 사랑해.
We rescue animals from slaughterhouses, zoos, labs. We tear down cages and set them free. This is why we rescued Okja.
우리 그 도살장 그 실험실 부시고 동물들 빼내는 거야. 그래서 옥자도 거기에서 빼냈어.
정말 감사합니다.
Thank you very much. For 40 years, our group has liberated animals from places of abuse.
우리 맨날 해.
Is that it?
Yeah. Go on.
It's very important she gets every word.
It's all right. That's it.
We inflict economic damage on those who profit from their misery. We reveal their atrocities to the public, and we never harm anyone human or non-human. That is our 40-year credo.
Kay pulls out a tablet.
We fight people who harm animals.
What was the second thing you said?
We reveal their atrocities.
Jay holds the tablet for him as Kay translates and flips through images of masked ALF members with animals. Silver nods off, falling into Okja.
Are you okay, Silver?
I'm fine.
You okay?
I'm good. I'm good.
He still hasn't eaten anything?
No, he's still trying to leave the smallest footprint on the planet that he can.
All food production is exploitative.
Try this.
Mm-mm.
Come on, it's just a tomato.
Ripened in ethylene gas. Transport it in trash.
I admire your conviction, Silver, but your pallid complexion concerns me.
Mija stares at the group. Blonde holds Silver upright and strokes his hair.
How long have you and Okja lived together?
Okja하고 얼마 동안 같이 살았어?
네 살 때부터.
Since she was 4.
Do you know where she was being taken?
어디로 데리고 간지 알아?
She nods.
미국이요.
To America. To the best super pig competition.
Yes, but she was being taken somewhere else first.
This is where they're really taking Okja.
This underground laboratory in Paramus, New Jersey. This is the building where Okja was created.
아닌데요. 옥자는 아리조나에 있는 농장에서 태어났어요. 옥자 엄마는 칠레? 칠레에 있는 멋있는 농장에서 태어났고.
She thinks she was born in Arizona and her mom in Chile. Mija, everything you believe you know about Okja is a lie. Okja was created in this lab. So was her so-called mother. This is the building where Mirando experiments on their genetically mutated animals. Because genetic mutation is too dangerous, Mirando's been disguising it as natural, safe, and non-GMO. But that's a complete scam. Millions of GM pigs are already lining up in front of slaughterhouses. You and the other local farmers are just promotional devices for them, just a picturesque backdrop.
그러니까 홍보용이라고. 홍보. Promotion.
Mirando know their consumers would be disgusted by the idea of eating mutant GM foods. So 10 years ago, their boss, Lucy Mirando, went inside the lab and dug around amongst all the disfigured creatures to find the 26 prettiest ones. Like your Okja. And then, big fanfare, she sent them around the world.
They've been frantically breeding their super pigs, and soon the supermarkets will be filled with their flesh and organs. Dog food, hot dogs, bacon, and jerky.
Our plan is to put a stop to their project. But to do so, we need video from inside the lab, footage of the horrible atrocities being committed against the animals, and there's a problem. The security is impenetrable. But there is a way. Although we will only go ahead with it if you give us your consent.
Jay, if this kid doesn't give a consent, will we just abandon the mission? Is that what you're saying? Because
Brother, we've come halfway around the world for this. We should get this done now.
Ugh, don't be so selfish. This isn't about you or us, and she is Okja's family, so of course we need her consent.
I will not harm her by forcing a mission upon her that she does not consent to. As members of the ALF, we are obliged to honor its credo.
We are going to abort because some guy from the 1970s wrote a fucking credo? Is that what you're saying?
Tradition does not make a movement strong.
We make a movement strong.
Well, if that's how you feel, call yourself something else and not the ALF and get out of this truck. In order to expose Mirando, we need video from inside the lab. And this is where Okja comes in. The Mirando scientists are dying to run tests on her in their underground lab, their star super pig, which is why we've made this.
Jay shows her a drive.
It looks exactly like the black box in her ear, right? Only this one can wirelessly send a video feed to us from inside the lab.
Okja will become a hidden camera. Kay leans over Okja. He reaches for her ear.
I'm sorry, but this was our plan.
Kay swaps the boxes.
Rescue Okja, replace the black box, and let Mirando retake Okja.
You want to send Okja to America? To this laboratory?
Yes, but don't worry. They won't dare hurt her. She needs to be perfect for their beauty pageant. Whatever tests they do on her in there will need to be harmless. We have a detailed plan on how to rescue her from the event in New York City. We promise to bring her back to you.
Mija studies him contemplatively.
If our mission succeeds, we'll be able to shut down Miranda's super pig project completely. And we'll be saving millions of super pigs like Okja from death. But we won't do it without your approval.
If you don't approve, we won't do the mission. Mija nods.
What is your decision?
Take Okja back to the mountains.
She agrees to the mission.
As the others celebrate, Kay digs his nail into his finger.
Thank you so much. This is a giant leap for animal kind.
Jay embraces her.
Thank you.
It's Ziploc.
Kay holds out a resealable plastic storage bag containing the tablet and other electronics. Jay adds his phone. Kay seals the bag, stuffs it into his jacket, and opens the side panel of the trailer. Outside, the nightlights of Seoul reflect over a body of water. Wearing their masks, Kay, Blonde, and Silver peek behind the semi and wave at a parade of police cruisers pursuing them across a bridge over the water.
Water won't be so bad.
Oh, it'll be great.
Move! I'm gonna do it! Holy shit, I'm gonna do it!
Silver jumps out of the truck. Under the bridge, beside the water's edge, cyclists turn to look as the ALF members drop into the water from above.
Go!
Tokyo!
Hey!
Okja, I'll see you in New York.
Huh? Till we meet again.
In his mask, Jay jumps.
Mija, try learning English. It opens new doors.
Hey, wait, mister!
Kay leaps out the side panel and over the bridge's ledge. The driver slams on the brakes, hops out, and motions like a chauffeur to the cops as they pull up.
Hey, you! Grab him! He jumped! How did he do that?
One of the cops spots Mija.
Hey, kid, it's dangerous! Get out of there! Hey, kid! Hey, come out!
She slides the side panel shut. Meanwhile, at the foot of the bridge, Kay limps out of the water onto the shore, wincing in pain. Behind him, another ALF member climbs from the water onto a jetty. Kay looks at the resealable bag full of water.
Are you kidding me? You're supposed to hold
your fucking jug show, mate.
A fucking awesome epic plan, man. Fucking Ziploc my ass.
Hold.
Seriously?
You okay?
Yeah.
Kay hands Jay his phone. Jay shakes water from it. On the bridge, a figure silhouetted by flashing police lights opens the semi-trailer. A crowd of cops and motorists approach. Mija clings to Okja. At Mirando.
Last night in South Korea, Mirando employees were securing their super pig when a young girl suddenly stepped in and tried to stop them. These extraordinary events began earlier in the day with a highly organized pig-napping attempt made by the Animal Liberation Front.
I wouldn't worry too much, Luce. The ALF technically failed. They weren't even able to take the product.
It's a kerfuffle over nothing. We shouldn't make a big deal out of it.
It actually means our security here in the U.S. is so airtight, they wouldn't even think about breaking in. Just why they went all the way to Korea.
The ALF hasn't been in the headlines for a number of years, but they're back in the spotlight after today's chaotic events.
Well, the good news is that the pig is on its way to New York now.
At the best Super Pig Fest will continue as planned.
Significant damage to Miranda's stock price seems inevitable.
Yep. Miranda is completely fucked.
Miranda, that's your current employer, correct?
Yep. I don't care. They fucked, not me. They fucked up.
In a conference room, Lucy and her staff watched the interview with the Miranda semi-driver. Later.
I know what they're calling me, those ALF fuckers. They're calling me a psychopath.
They sit in a windowed lobby area.
You're not a psychopath. They're the psychopaths, right, Miss Miranda? They're narcissists.
Lucy faces away, staring out a window.
Do narcissists wear balaclavas?
Ugh. Crazy radicals have been calling us psychopaths since the 60s. You're a psychopath. Your sister was a psychopath. Your father was a psychopath.
Well, Daddy was a psychopath, Frank. I mean, that's hardly an unfair slur.
A phone lies face down on a glass table.
What did you do in the war, Daddy? I manufactured the napalm that made everybody's skin fall off.
Frank positions it toward Lucy.
And this is a man who called his child an idiot loser.
It shows an active call to Nancy Miranda.
Well, in fairness to your father, when he called you an idiot loser, you had just signed up for a 2-year course in California called Unleash Your Calling.
At a highly respected institute for the advancement of human potential where many a forward-looking CEO go. And you know what I was doing while I was at the Institute? I was visualizing new and better ways of doing business. While my sister was CEO, what was the name of that lake?
Moose Lake.
Moose Lake. While my sister was CEO, dumping so much toxic waste into Moose Lake that it exploded, the only lake ever to explode. Well done, Nancy. I was visualizing ways of turning the most hated agrochemical company in the world into the most likable miracle pig-rearing company. And it's working. It's working. It was working until last night, until 6 hours ago. The synthesis of old Miranda and new Miranda was impeccable. I took nature and science, and I synthesized. And everyone loved it. You remember what the New York Times said about our super pigs? Intriguing, right? Slate. Lucy Miranda is pulling off the impossible. She is making us fall in love with a creature that we are already looking forward to eating. I mean, these are journalists who never write about pigs. They never write about pigs. They wrote about our pigs. 10 years in planning. On the cusp of a product launch that will feed millions. And what happens? We get tangled up in this terrorism thing, and somehow we end up being the ones who look bad.
We don't look too bad.
We don't? Open that thing.
Jennifer opens her laptop and turns it toward Lucy.
No, rewind. 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 Okay, play.
The girl was later revealed to be the granddaughter of a local farmer, selected by Miranda CEO, Lucy
Pause
Miranda.
Pause there. That's it.
The shot is of Mija.
That's the image. That is the image that is going to destroy us. Who are those morons? Find out and fire them.
It shows men hauling her away.
Sure.
Abusing that adorable girl. And in the uniforms that I personally designed myself. And shoving her best friend onto a truck.
Lucy gazes out the window. Her arms fidget.
That's gonna kill us. Right there. That's it. That image. We're dead.
She stands with her back to Frank, Jennifer, and 5 men in business garb who sit atop the lobby's pale, mismatched modern seating. Frank gets up and walks past a glass wall that separates the lobby from the conference room where Dr. Johnny reclines in a chair. Frank makes his way to an espresso machine. He stares at it with hands on his hips, then grabs a portafilter handle, detaching it from the machine. He places a coffee pot inside, then hooks it back on. Jennifer and the businessmen watch curiously as he steams some milk while the coffee brews. Their eyes drift to Lucy, staring out the window. Frank sniffs the cup of coffee.
Lucy, may I ask you a question? The girl. You're thinking of bringing her to New York, aren't you?
I was about to say that!
Yes, of course. You'll invite her to the Best Super Pig Festival and...
A moving reunion! The Best Super Pig and the adorable farmer girl forced apart and somehow brought together on our stage.
Mm, brilliant, Lucy.
An emotional reunion, and then they leave the stage together, hand in hand, hand in trotter. She can be the new face of the Miranda Corporation. She can be the embodiment of the Miranda ideal. She's young, she's pretty, she's female, she's eco-friendly, and she's global. She's a godsend. Are you writing this down?
Dr. Johnny steps out of the conference room, wearing a double-breasted blazer and shorts.
She's not the face of the Miranda Corporation, I am. You don't even know if she can do anything but cry. Whereas I am loved.
He gesticulates.
All over the world.
Could you sit down and shut the fucking squeaking and whining?
He rubs his knuckles together. Lucy, no longer wearing braces, stares him down.
You know? You are forcing me.
I'm forcing you to do what?
He hoists up his denim cargo shorts.
To examine my options.
Oh, really? Okay, go ahead. Examine them. Are you examining them now? Have you finished examining them? Sit. You're a deadbeat. Your ratings are shit. Epic fail. Jennifer, get her a first-class ticket. Get her a passport. She probably hasn't got a passport. Get her a visa. We'll pay for all the damage the Super Pig did in Korea. Get an attorney on that. Don't force an image on her like Benetton did with those Asian models. Oh, no, I have a much better idea.
Frank examines the bottom of his coffee cup. Another day, Jennifer beelines past cubicles inside an office, tailed by an assistant.
Okay, we got it all figured out. We got a strategy. We got a plan. We're gonna think of it like a love story. Yeah, that's
at a police station, Mija reunites with her grandpa.
We got a little girl running around the city all alone. We got a big, big, giant pig. We gotta bring them back together because they miss each other. Telling the girl in New York City about the hot YouTube girl there. She is looking at her so sweet, cute, totally gorgeous, totally sexy, hot, tiny, perfect.
Later. At this rate, she'll be doing Miranda commercials. It's very likely. Thank you. Mija, everything is worked out. Don't worry about a thing.
Let's take a photo for our company Twitter. Hold this.
Mija's handed an airplane-shaped sign. She breaks it.
Get Okja on the phone now. I want to know how she's doing.
On the phone with a pig?
And we gotta tell this to everybody in New York City. On Instagram, on YouTube, on Tumblr, on Facebook, on Twitter. Okja, the giant pig. She's like this big. She's like, oh my gosh, she's bigger. Yeah, she's got one big giant knuckle.
At an airport.
Hasn't Okja landed yet? Can we phone her now?
Let's take a picture first, then call her.
Really?
Of course.
Photographers follow Mundo, Mija, and Hibong.
In the plane, if you get airsick.
Hibong withdraws some herbs wrapped in paper from a messenger bag.
Chew the end of this, like this, okay? Look at me.
Mundo drapes Mija in a shiny red cloak.
Mija, take this!
Mija is handed a bouquet as Mundo herds her to the front of a group of business people standing behind a banner held by two people in animated character costumes. Photographers snap photos. The banner translates to, "Congratulations, Best Super Pig Competition." Later, in the first-class cabin of an aircraft, a flight attendant sees Mija sleeping with an open book in her lap. The flight attendant eases it from Mija's hands and sets it aside. A translation of the title reads, "English for Beginners." Mija awakes and sits up. She itches herself with her back scratcher while squinting at an in-flight navigation screen on the seat in front of her. Its map shows her plane over Canada with a destination set for New York. Elsewhere, Lucy practices her signature. Her phone rings with an incoming call from Nancy. She reaches for the phone across a huge circular table, pausing before she answers.
Hey, Nance. How's London? Is that rain? That can't be good for the golf.
Just letting you know I'm thinking of you. You're having a moment, I see.
Yes, things are going super well. It's all a massive success.
Really? They keep showing very unflattering pictures of you in the press. Those ones of you as a fat child on Daddy's knee. Such nasty remarks. All eyes are on you, aren't they, squeaky clean icon?
An assistant brings Lucy a package.
I've sent you a reminder of the true face of the most powerful CEO Miranda has ever had. You go, girl.
She unwraps the parcel to find a painting of someone resembling her, unsmiling in dark clothes. The next day at an airport, Okja's nudged across the tarmac toward a livestock trailer hitched to a truck that's then driven away in another vehicle.
Okay. Signal's good. We're seeing what Okja's seeing.
As the ALF members follow the truck, Kay aims a handheld antenna.
Enjoy this moment, because soon the whole world will know what we know.
Oh my God, Jay. We're about to change everything with my shiny antenna.
I'll put some distance between us and them. We have to test how far the signal reaches.
Kay holds a laptop showing footage from Okja's black box. Inside the livestock trailer, she stares through a grate at an expansive cemetery. Now, a traveling view proceeds up a highway. In the distance, the last light of day silhouettes a city skyline. The view continues across the Manhattan Bridge. At night, Red continues to drive.
Oh, man. We're really cooking now. There she goes.
Wow. She gets to see everything.
Quiet.
This is historical. It's historical. This is history.
In a warehouse, Okja moves down a hallway lined on either side by cages containing super pigs with deformities. One's hind legs drag as it pulls itself across its cage like a seal. The back of a pig the size of a small dog is covered in lumpy, toad-like warts. At the end of the hallway, Dr. Johnny crawls under a rising gate holding a bottle. He stumbles toward Okja, wearing a lab coat over his signature shorts and a floral shirt.
We're reunited! In this wretched laboratory, no less. Some of you are gonna find very special. Here is Alfonso!
He motions to a ramp.
Where is he? I got a special treat for Lucy Star Super Pig.
It leads to a chamber. He tosses his bottle at a super pig inside.
Let me introduce you to someone. Alfonso Okja! Okja Alfonso! Your boyfriend!
It's all good.
In a motel room, the ALF team runs surveillance. Kay mans the video feed as Blonde checks the audio.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
The crew watches the feed, which shows the huge Alfonso being dragged down the ramp into the dilapidated laboratory.
Oh my God.
Red's hand flies to her mouth, and Silver has to look away as the feed shows Alfonso mounting Okja.
I should never have sent her there.
Can you turn it off, please?
Blonde shakes his head.
No, we need to record this. We need to show this.
At least turn the volume down.
Kay taps the volume key.
We knowingly sent her to that hellhole.
No, we didn't. We didn't know that we were going to do this to her. We didn't know that we were going to put her through this mating.
We suspected. Come on, we all suspected. Turn it off!
Kay yanks audio cables loose. From behind, Jay delicately places his hands on Red's shoulders. Her eyes are closed.
I know it's painful.
Kay digs his nail into his finger.
But we can't be weak. That's right. This is why we need to stay focused. This is why we need to stick to the mission.
A little girl trusted us with Okja. We have to respect her bravery.
She never agreed to send Okja. What did you just say? She was in her truck. She said, Okja랑 산으로 갈래. I want to take Okja back to the mountains. I lied.
God.
Why did you lie?
I don't know. In that moment, it's just I couldn't stop the mission. You know, this is the coolest mission ever. I have all this stuff and...
Okay. Shh. It's okay.
Jay slides the laptop aside and slams Kay's head onto the table.
I hold you dear to my heart, but you have dishonored the 40-year history and meaningful legacy of the Animal Liberation Front. You have betrayed the big minds and brave fighters that have preceded you. Never mistranslate.
After kicking and punching Kay, Jay straightens.
Translation is sacred.
Kay writhes on the floor. He tries to sit up.
From this moment on, you are no longer a member of the ALF. You are permanently banned. Get out.
Jay tosses him a bag.
However, Since it is vital that we continue with our mission, we will return your equipment to you after its completion. Consider this your final contribution to the ALF.
On his hands and knees, Kay navigates through a tangle of cables beneath the table. He rises with the bag and accidentally knocks his laptop to the floor. In the lab, Dr. Johnny lies against Okja, slumped on the floor.
You want some?
He shakes his nearly empty bottle of liquor. With effort, he sits up onto his knees and pours some into his hand.
It'll make you feel better.
He brings it closer to her, but she turns her head away. When he persists, Okja rises to her feet and backs up, but loses her strength and tumbles sideways into the lab's moldy tiled wall. Dr. Johnny gives up and slurps the liquid from his hand, then rolls onto his back.
This is an unspeakable place. I know.
Okja moves to the other side of the room and slumps.
There are worse rooms out there. Lucy Miranda says I'm not supposed to harm you in here. Well, at least not visibly. She wants you
perfect for her big telecast.
But...
he plops into a chair beside a table covered with exam tools.
When a woman humiliates a man in front of his own colleagues, a man is inclined to make his own decisions.
A group of workers watch from an observation room. Johnny runs his fingers across a pipe-like, triggered tool.
This is nothing, really. It's used on beef. I mean, live cows. Check their marbling.
Johnny places a hand on Okja's back, holding the instrument with the other.
Hi, Dr. Johnny. Is Okja with you?
Yes?
Our precious farmer princess insists that she speaks to her on the phone.
What?
Whatever. She says you should lift her ear and put the receiver underneath.
You're on speakerphone!
Okja! Okja!
Okja startles Johnny, who hurls the phone across the room.
Okja, are you okay? Okja! Okja, what did you say? I can't hear you! Okja, are you okay?
Men in the observation room stare as Dr. Johnny charges after Okja with his tool and a tablet. He studies the tablet, wild-eyed, rotating its view, which reads, "How to extract meat samples from live super pigs," and illustrates how to do it with his instrument. He tosses the tablet to the ground indifferently, then approaches Okja with his biopsy tool. He puts it to her hind quarter.
Bang! Sir.
Okja startles as he taunts her, wearing a sadistic smirk.
The shay. Don't worry. You won't die. We're just gonna take some of your meat. Of course. I'm not going to eat any. We have tasters for that. They're a bunch of half-wit degenerate fucktards!
Okja lies despondently on the floor.
I'm gonna poke you in five places. I'm sorry. It's gonna hurt. I shouldn't be here.
He shakes his head sorrowfully.
I'm an animal lover. Everybody knows that about me.
He bends down. He fires the tool into her side. Later, meat samples sizzle on a griddle. Now, noodle-like sections of meat sit in small dishes. A hand stabs one with a silver toothpick, and a man eats the sample.
Tasty.
He looks to a teen beside him.
Fuck yeah. That was the best I've ever had. The best... of the best.
Now, along a city street, trumpeters in band uniforms raise their instruments and parade forward.
Lucy's gonna be so happy. I'm gonna get my bonus. I'm gonna be... what the hell is this?
That's Lucy's autograph, designed by Lucy Miranda.
Oh, she can't get enough of herself, can she?
A woman applies makeup on Nidra.
Oh, how's everyone doing?
Still with this thing. It looks super tacky.
Don't touch it!
Don't touch it.
Okay, okay. The fanny pack is fine.
I think she understands some English, so we should be careful with what we say.
Yes, yes. Everything is fine. But you have to wear this. Oh, it's a special edition, custom made, just for you. Look, the CEO even autographed it. Boop, totally rad, right? Wow.
She playfully nudges Mija.
Now let's put it on.
Not until I see Okja.
Mija, oh. Think about how dramatic it will be. Okja. Okja doesn't even know you're here. If you show up on stage without telling her, it'll be such a great surprise.
You know, surprise.
I don't care about that. I want to see Okja first, or I won't cooperate.
Mija.
She said no.
Mija, I don't think you understand the situation.
No time, no joke, na.
No, no, we are the ones who have Okja, okay? We are doing you a favor to get her now.
No, Tigo, what do you mind?
Yeah. You want to go back home with Okja, right? Then do as you're told. Otherwise, this is what will happen to Okja.
Jennifer shows her a plate of bone-in ribs.
Put it on.
Mija trudges into a hotel suite. She enters a bedroom carrying a silky pink traditional-style Korean outfit bearing Lucy Miranda's signature.
Mija.
Her eyes dart across the room.
It's me. Jay.
Dressed as a bellhop, he hides behind a curtain. He removes his glasses, showing her it's him, then puts them on again. From underneath his maroon vest, he pulls out a stack of papers and holds them in front of him. They're upside down. Noticing, he flips them upright. Text on each page is written in English and Korean. He flips through them, showing her his message. It reads, "Sorry for everything. We will rescue Okja from the stage." He gives her a thumbs up, then holds up an index finger and flips to new pieces of paper. They read, "When we do, don't look back." He shakes his head, then holds up two more pages that read, "At the screen behind you." She stares at him with a questioning brow. He stacks his papers, showing her an additional page. She squints at the note, which reads, "We love you." Jay gives her a gentle smile, and Mija's face softens. Jay turns to the window, draws open the shades, lifts the window, and climbs out. Setting her outfit on the bed, Mija moves to the window and looks outside. Jay descends down a fire escape outside the brick exterior wall of the hotel on a ladder that lowers to an alley. He undoes his vest buttons, hops off the ladder, removes the vest, and in its place, puts on a black suit coat waiting for him in the alley. He takes off his bellhop cap, hangs it atop a barrier pole beside a trash bin, then continues to the street where the parade is in full swing. He proceeds along a sidewalk lined with spectators, some of whom wear bubblegum pink foam super pig hats, wave American flags, or snack on jerky sticks. In the middle of the street, a team of people dressed in pale pink outfits and pig-eared ball caps each hold a coil of rope attached to a giant super pig balloon. Others watch through windows of tall buildings lining the street. Among the balloon wranglers is Silver. He spots Jay in the crowd, and they lock eyes. Elsewhere, a woman in a Letterman jacket picks up a red-haired guy's ski mask. She shows him the A&L on her t-shirt. With the F on her jacket, it spells ALF.
Oh man, it's so good, man. You gotta try this.
It's actually really good.
Another balloon wrangler hands jerky to Silver. Meanwhile, in a dressing room, stylists attend to Lucy.
Good day, all. Thank you very much. These are for you.
Oh, thanks, Brad.
He hands her flowers.
10 years. An extraordinary accomplishment.
10 years. Finally coming to fruition.
Her attendants leave.
You have to try one of these. They're completely delicious.
She hands him an individually wrapped stick of jerky. Frank sits and takes a bite.
Delicious. Beautiful.
Holding the bouquet of pink lilies in one arm, with the other, she examines a jerky stick. She shows it to Frank. Its yellow label reads, "Super Pig Jerky."
Such a shame we had to tell all those little white lies. It's not our fault that the consumers are so paranoid about GM foods.
A peachy peony adorns her hair over her left ear. She shrugs at Frank, then returns her gaze to the flowers.
These are really beautiful. Oh, your taste is as impeccable as always.
Oh. Well, the flowers aren't actually from me.
Oh? Are they from Nancy?
Yes. Well, Nancy's here, not in London.
She's here? In New York? Fuck Nancy.
She's been here a while.
I told you to keep her away. She frightens people.
You frighten people too, Lucy.
She tosses the bouquet in a sink.
Yeah, but she really frightens people. She reminds them of Daddy.
She retrieves the flowers, then stands with them before a mirror framed by glowing round light bulbs and fixes her bangs.
This is mine. This is my project.
She just wants to support you on your special day.
Is she watching me?
Now, making his way through the crowd gathered for the Super Pig celebration, Dr. Giant ruffles spectators' hair as he passes, flinging pig ear headbands off a few people. He climbs onto a stage, wearing a pair of khaki shorts, a deep red dress shirt with a vertically striped jacket, knee-high socks, and an ill-fitting safari hat. He slaps hands with people along the stage, then grabs a mic from a stand.
Dr. Johnny's! Everybody knows Dr. Johnny can't stand anything boring! Have I ever given you a boring show?
Elsewhere, Red stuffs a potato covered in nails into a PVC tube that's part of a handmade projectile launcher held together with electrical tape. She carries it to a window overlooking the event.
10 years ago, 26 farmers from lands far away were each given a magical super piglet. This year, I met these wonderful people to decide which super piglet would have the honor of being invited to this prestigious occasion.
Videos play on a screen behind him.
Are you ready to meet the winner of this contest? Else first.
Isn't that the way it always is? Before you meet the talent, you gotta meet the suits. I'm just kidding. She is an amazing little lady, and she happens to be the brain behind this entire Super Pig project. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only, Lucy Miranda!
Lucy gathers up a long, flowing, pale pink Hanbok dress she wears, ascending steps to the stage. Beside an LED screen, an eye peeks through a hole in the stage wall. It's blonde. He's inside a booth of AV equipment.
Fucking idiot.
You look amazing!
Lucy makes a heart shape with her hands and grabs the mic.
Oh, Johnny, you're skating on thin ice. Watch out you don't fall in and drown. Don't worry, I'm not here to put you to sleep with some corporate speech like my boring sister might have.
Yes! Oh, Lucy!
No, I'm here to introduce you to a real superstar. Maybe you've already seen her on YouTube, enjoying her little shopping spree in that underground mall in Seoul. So, let's all welcome an extraordinary little girl, a local farmer who raised her beloved Super Pig in wild and beautiful nature. The fearless pig rider from across the globe, please welcome, Misha!
Dr. Johnny reclines on a cylinder that rises on stage. It rotates, revealing Misha inside. She tries to rush past Lucy to the end of the stage, but Lucy grabs her arm. In front of the stage, past people standing beneath the Super Pig balloon, is a float that carries a square circus tent. Lucy peeks at Mija's wide eyes, fixed on the float. Slowly, the float makes its way toward the stage. A golden spike juts from the top of the circus tent, coming dangerously close to the Super Pig balloon as it passes underneath. Jay watches from the crowd, which parts, creating a path for the float as it approaches the stage. Mija lifts the silky pink top of her Lucy Mirando-designed outfit, revealing her fanny pack underneath. She unzips it and takes out a persimmon. As the float reaches the stage, and with Lucy right behind her, Mija steps onto the float, staring nervously at the tent. She holds out the persimmon. Gold fringe angles around an entrance slit in the vertically striped, dusty rose and yellow-colored wall of the tent. Okja's snout parts the entrance flaps. Lucy pulls Mija aside as Okja erupts from the tent. Two men help Mija back on stage. Mija hurries in front of Okja, who swings her head, knocking the fruit from Mija's hand. Jane makes a call.
Come on. Now. Good. Here's Johnny.
Over a video of footage from the lab, letters read, "Warning, graphic content." Mija recoils from Okja's red-tinged eye. Jay hops on stage.
Don't look back.
As the disturbing images play behind her, Mija's eyes dance across the crowd.
Just look at me.
I'm an animal lover.
Red sights the launcher. With a cigarette, she lights a fuse atop it, tosses the smoke, and hustles away.
Go!
Jay covers Mija's ears as a projectile erupts from the window of a building and hits the Super Pig balloon. Masked ALF members leap onto stage. In the crowd, Lucy waves her hands no as bodyguards try to move her away.
I promise, no! I pledge to learn everything I can! Everything from this situation!
A bottle from the crowd knocks out Dr. Johnny as the ALF surround Okja.
For more details and shocking proof of Mirando's crimes against humanity and animals, go to YouTube and search Mirando is Fucked.
Mirando's evil super pig project flyers rain down from the balloon.
Mirando is F-U-C-K-E-D.
Meanwhile, at a table in an upscale restaurant, Frank eats across from a blonde-haired woman. He sets down his utensils and napkin and walks to a window.
I don't think we have a choice, Nancy. You have to go out there.
The blonde joins him.
You don't say. What a clusterfuck. Let's get private security in there.
Black chalk.
We're on good terms with the NYPD, correct?
100%. We have an arrangement.
ALF flyers scatter from the punctured balloon. Okja grabs Mija's arm and drags her across the stage.
Okja, no!
Jay grabs the mic stand and swats at Okja. Mija catches the stand with her free hand. Her face clenches with pain as she stares at Jay, who withdraws. Nearby, Red spies flashing lights approaching. Jay turns and sees the approaching vehicles. With her arm still pinned in Okja's jaw, Mija places her head against Okja and gently strokes her cheek. The crowd scatters as armored trucks arrive. A group of private mercenaries, Black Chalk, hop out and race toward the scene. Lifting Okja's ear, Mija whispers to her. A mercenary strong-arms the red-haired ALF member. Mija gazes into Okja's eye, now returned to normal. More mercenaries take on ALF members, removing their balaclavas. Okja releases Mija's arm, now soaked in saliva and streaked with blood. The woman in the letterman jacket swats a mercenary with a foam super pig headband. Okja licks Mija from her bloody arm to her hair. In a cafe, Jennifer and others hold coffees, casually watching a mercenary slam an ALF member into a window. Outside, bodyguards wrangle Lucy. Meanwhile, Jay leads Okja and Mija from the stage. Silver runs alongside them, and they collect Blonde as they pass backstage. Red meets up with them.
Red, let's go! Move!
They hurry into an alley.
Where's the truck?
Just up in the road!
Black truck, hurry!
They encounter a group of mercenaries and divert down a side alley. Some ALF members are caught and beaten with nightsticks. Silver leaps at a mercenary, who tosses him aside. Blonde leaps at the thug, knocking him down, then charges a guy who's kicking Silver and lays him out. Blonde wraps his arm around Silver. Red dumps a bin of poles in front of the mercenary's vehicle, but it doesn't slow their pursuit of a cargo truck into which Okja, Mija, and Jay have climbed. Mija grabs a ribbon around Okja's neck just as a mercenary snags the super pig with an animal control pole, its rope tethered to a winch on the armored truck. Mija and Jay tumble from the truck along with Okja. Mercs beat Jay as Red, Silver, and Blonde are marched away. Mercenaries look up as a black semi backs down the alley toward them, its driver staring out the window clad in a black balaclava and glasses. Jay breaks free from the men holding him. Another snags him around the waist, but he escapes again, picks up Mija, unconscious on the ground, and pulls her against the alley wall. The semi just misses them as it backs toward the mercenaries. Meanwhile, Lucy slumps outside a building. She accepts a pink cigarette from an outstretched hand in a caramel-colored glove, then leans over a lighter the hand flicks repeatedly. Glumly, she lowers the unlit cigarette, then rises to face the hand's owner, her nearly identical sister Nancy, who stands beside Frank and puffs on a green cigarette. Exhaling smoke, Nancy extends her cigarette toward Lucy, who uses it to light up. Okja lies inside a semi, tethered by her ankle with a rope. The trailer's black rear door is closed and locked. Meanwhile, holding her cigarette, Lucy sits down.
Well, good luck with clearing up my mess, Twinny.
Well, for a while back then, you forgot you was such a loser.
Nancy, in sunglasses and a coffee-hued puffy jacket, sits beside Lucy and elbows her. Lucy yanks her arm away, seething.
I mean, Daddy was a terrible man. He was a real horror. But by God, did he know about business.
Lucy tosses her cigarette. Nancy flings hers to the ground and walks away.
Don't worry about your apology speech, Twinny. I'll pretend to be you in front of the press. Ah, the police. You'll understand that I will be instructing our corporate attorneys not to assist you in any way. Frank.
Frank pulls out a phone and holds it out to her.
Zero delay on the distribution plan.
Of course.
Scrap Lucy's precious promotional marketing crap. Tell everyone ASAP.
Definitely.
We already have FDA approval, correct?
Yes, we do. But I'm not sure how the customers will react after today.
If it's cheap, they'll eat it. I guarantee early sales will be strong. Shut down the lab, as already discussed. We'll visit the production facility later tonight. Get all the execs there, even the ones on vacation. Put all the pigs into production.
Even the best super pig?
Every last one of them.
Elsewhere, inside the cab of a semi-truck, Jay tenderly sets Mija down from his arms, his face bloodied. He slumps beside her and gazes at the driver, who pulls down his balaclava.
You okay?
Kay. What are you doing?
Kay pulls up his sleeve and shows Jay words freshly tattooed on his forearm. They read, "Translations are sacred."
Okja. We need to hurry.
Jay takes hold of Mija's hand, then drifts into unconsciousness. Later.
Look, I'm just saying that if I call you one time, I'd like for you to pick up the first time, you know what I mean? Like, I have a friend here who's incredibly sick.
A woman in scrubs rides shotgun.
Are you even certified? Do you know what you're doing?
She preps an IV bag.
The guy's bleeding out. Do you know what you're doing?
Mija stirs briefly, blood streaking her face. She wakes sometime later, her face clean. She looks to the front of the cab. It's dark now. Jay, now awake, bites his knuckle as the woman sutures his scalp under the light of a headlamp.
Mija, are you okay?
Mija wakes later with Jay holding her hand.
지금 어디 가는 거예요?
Jay looks at Kay.
She wants to know where we're going. We're going to Okja.
Okja?
She pulls her hand away.
Yes, but you should know the situation is not good.
What is it?
I didn't. There is no other way. I wish you didn't have to see this.
Just tell me where she is!
The truck skids to a stop, and the three hop out.
We are going to need your help. Mija.
Lining the road is a tall wired fence, behind which is a herd of super pigs. Mija touches the fence and is zapped. Jay rushes to check her hand, but she yanks it away and hurries down the perimeter of the fence, past a yellow warning sign that reads, "High Voltage." Mija's eyes dart around the pens. With his jacket, Kay lifts a wire so they can pass through. Super pigs in an array of sizes fill the massive pen. A flashlight beam shines their way.
Emergency! Emergency! We have intruders in Section 824! Section 8...
Kay chokes out the security guard.
I'm so sorry. This is not lethal. This is not lethal. Don't go, okay? All right. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine, okay?
6 minutes, 45 seconds before Blackjack arrives!
This is our last chance.
Elsewhere in the pen, a man in a plaid shirt zaps super pigs with a cattle prod, herding them up a ramp into a slaughterhouse. Amongst them is Okja. She looks across the vast feed yard and spots Mija. Mija races toward her.
No! Don't go inside!
Mija grabs onto a chain-link fence separating her from Okja, who approaches the top of the ramp. The gate to the fence is locked with a chain. Mija races around the building and upstairs to a side entrance. She shoves past the thick metal door and darts into a hallway. An interior door she finds is locked. She bolts down an adjacent hallway and finds a different door unlocked. It leads into another corridor. She races around a corner and downstairs past two workers. She bolts past a golf cart and a worker whose jumpsuit is covered in blood. Entering a hazy room, her eyes widen as she sees super pig carcasses hanging from meat hooks. She runs away from a worker sweeping a vat of blood into a drain. She continues past conveyors processing hearts onto a catwalk overlooking workers packaging cuts of meat. She gapes as a worker on a hydraulic lift operates a giant saw which slices a super pig carcass in half. Quickly, she turns away and continues past the wall of plastic strip curtains into a room where a super pig lies motionless on the floor beside a large raised metal drum. A worker activates an overhead conveyor that lifts the creature by its hind leg. Mija inadvertently steps into the path of another super pig, moving across the room on the conveyor. It bumps Mija, startling her. Then another super pig is loaded into the metal drum. Its head protrudes through an opening beside a worker who shoots it with a bolt gun. Mija's hands hover in front of her as she watches the drum rotate and drop the limp super pig into a rack on the floor. A second worker standing beside the rack hooks the creature's body to the conveyor while the drum rolls back into place. Next into the drum is Okja. With his bolt gun to Okja's head, the worker gazes back at Mija. She shows him the picture of her with Okja when they were little.
Okja!
Jay stops Kay from intervening. They watch as the worker examines the photo, then Mija, who nods at him.
This one caused the alarm?
I believe so.
I'm flummoxed of security is so lax as to allow a bunch of hooligans to delay the production line even for a second.
It won't happen again. Please note that Black Chalk was here exactly on time.
Please don't touch her!
The mercenaries apprehend Jay and Kay.
Sir, put the gun down. It's okay. No, violence!
Isn't this Lucy's beloved fearless pig rider?
She is. And that's our best super pig.
Well, what's the hiccup? Why is he still alive?
Why do you want to kill him, Jack?
Well, we can only sell the dead ones.
I want to go home. With Okja.
No, it's my property.
You're a fucking psychopath.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Fuck off! We're extremely proud of our achievements. We're very hardworking business people. We do deals, and these are the deals we do. This is a tenderloin for the sophisticated restaurants. The Mexicans love the feet, I know. Go figure. We all love the face and the anus, as American as apple pie, hot dogs. It's all edible. All edible except the squeal.
So you're the other Miranda.
And you are?
Let Mija and Okja go.
Why?
You already have a shitload of money. Please.
This is business.
Hey, Nancy! I hold all creatures dear to my heart, but you are crying out to be an exception. Mija?
Oh, okay.
Nancy gives the worker a thumbs down.
Terminalo!
He puts the bolt gun to Okja's head.
No, wait!
Mija unzips her fanny pack and withdraws the gold pig figurine her grandfather gave her. Nancy takes off her glasses, staring intently. Mija holds out the gold pig.
I want to buy Okja. Alive.
The corner of Nancy's mouth twitches up as she regards the little girl. She slides it across the blood-spattered floor. It lands at Nancy's feet. Frank bends down and picks it up, examining the valuable. He pulls a handkerchief from inside his suit coat, using it to wipe the gold pig. He extends it to Nancy, who takes it from him and bites down on it. Removing it from her mouth, she considers it. Mija waits with closed eyes.
Very nice. We have a deal. This thing is worth a lot of money. Make sure our customer and our purchase get home safely. Our first ever Miranda Super Pig sale. Pleasure doing business with you.
Libero!
The steel drum begins to rotate once more. Okja squirms as it rolls her onto her side, then deposits her into the rack on the floor. Mija runs to embrace her. Okja's eyes squeeze shut tightly. She nuzzles Mija. Now, the two walk the path along the electric fence outside the slaughterhouse. Mija despondently takes off her fanny pack and drops it to the wet ground. Ahead, two black chalk mercenaries escort them from the grounds. Teary-eyed, Mija gazes past the fence at the super pigs still trapped inside, on their way to slaughter. She hangs her head. Inside the pen, two super pigs and their piglet follow alongside Mija's path. Mija notices them. With its snout, one pokes at the electric fence and recoils, then tries again, straining to lift the wire. Its partner pushes the piglet through the fence onto the path. It scampers, frightened, getting the black chalk escort's attention. They peer back, but see only Mija and Okja. The piglet's parents walk cautiously a few steps behind. Mija gazes back at them, with tears streaming down her face. They slow, watching her go. Through the corner of Okja's mouth, the piglet stares back at its parents, who lift their heads as they cry out. The other super pigs join in. The black chalks shine flashlights into the feed yard toward the cacophony of super pigs. The view fades to black. Now, asleep on her side atop a bed of leaves next to a rocky stream lies Mija, dressed in all white. Her eyes flutter open. She rolls onto her arms and lifts herself. As the girl scratches her head, Okja drinks from the stream in the distance behind her. Okja glances up at the piglet, who runs along the edge of a grassy hill alongside the water. It slips, plunging into the pond below. Mija turns, and Okja shoots her a look. The piglet swims to the shore beside Okja and shakes dry, then trots beneath her toward her teat. Back at the farm, chickens roam freely beside Hebong, who dumps a dipper of water on the ground and shakes dry a bundle of greens. Gazing at Okja as she heads toward her pen, Hebong sits on the porch. Mija strolls behind her friend with the netted bag slung across her chest.
Did you pick a lot?
Yes.
The piglet trots in front of the house.
Don't scare the chickens.
Mija removes her bag at the edge of Okja's pen, and Okja picks up a wicker bowl with her mouth. With a smile, Mija takes it from her, sets it on the porch, and into it dumps the contents of her bag. She glances back at Okja, then walks into her pen. She turns her ear toward Okja's snout and listens. A peaceful smile works its way to her lips. Mija looks up at Okja happily and moves toward the front porch. The piglet follows her inside with a persimmon in its mouth. Mija sits on the floor across the small round table from her grandpa. The piglet drops its persimmon next to Mija, and she fixes herself some food. The piglet plops down onto the floor. Through an open sliding door and an open window beyond it, Okja steals a glance at her family. Mija, then Hibong, each look outside at the chickens. Cut to black. Remaining opening titles. Music by Jae-il Jung. Edited by Yang Jinmo. Hair and makeup designers, Sharon Martin, Heian-kyu Huang. Costume designers, Catherine George, Choi Se-yun. Visual effects supervisors, Eric Yun De Boer, Lee Jun Hyung. Creature supervisor, Eric Yun De Boer. Production designers, Kevin Thompson, Lee Ha Jun. Director of photography, Darius Kanji, ASC, AFC. Co-producers, Tilda Swinton, Sandro Kopp. Executive producers, Pauline Fisher, Colin Creighton. Executive producers, Stan Ludkowski, Kim Woo-sung. Executive producers, Brad Pitt, Sarah Esberg, Christina Oh. Produced by Ted Sarandos. Produced by Louis Taewon Kim, Doo-Hoo Choi, PGA, Woo Shik Sa, Bong Joon-ho, PGA. Produced by Didi Gardner, PGA, Jeremy Kleiner, PGA. Screenplay by Bong Joon-ho and John Ronson. Story by Bong Joon-ho. Directed by Bong Joon-ho. Credits appear. Tilda Swinton, Paul Dano, Ahn Soo-hyun as Mija, Byun Hibyong, Stephen Yun, Lily Collins, Yoon-ji Moon, Shirley Henderson, Daniel Henshaw, Devin Bostick, Woo Shik Choi, with Giancarlo Esposito, and Jake Gyllenhaal. Casting by Jenny Ju, CSA. A Plan B Entertainment production. A Lewis Pictures production. A Kate Street Picture Company production. In memory of Kat Donahue. More credits roll. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. No person or entity associated with this motion picture received payment or anything of value or entered into any agreement in connection with the depiction of tobacco products. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. The characters and events depicted in this film are fictitious. No depiction of actual persons or events is intended. Mirando Productions LLC is the author of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Copyright 2017 Mirando Productions LLC. All rights reserved. On a sunny day, a door opens outside a brick building. A guard holds it for Jay, who exits, now sporting a full beard. Strolling down an asphalt drive, he gazes up at the sky, wearing a pale blue button-up shirt, a brown blazer, and slacks. He rounds a corner of the drive, revealing a tall fence extending from the building past a guard tower. Jay checks his watch and glances through the fence at a guard walking a dog along the prison's perimeter and continues along the gravelly edge of a roadway. Crossing the street, Jay joins Kay, who pulls a cigarette from a pack, puts it to his lips, and lights it. Kay takes a drag from the smoke and offers it to Jay. Using the bottom of his shoe, Jay puts it out and hands the butt back to Kay. He reaches out and grabs Kay's bicep. Now they sit beside one another on a bus.
It's gonna be big. Record-breaking. A lot of folks flying in from Midwest and Canada.
Good.
Well, let me introduce you to a new member.
Yeah.
Hey.
The Mirando driver shakes Jay's hand.
He runs Mirandosfuck.com. Just got in from Seoul.
What's your name?
Red.
Red. Oh, it's because of your hair.
Yeah.
Hey.
Quit bugging her.
The new ALF member zips his lips.
It's a chatty one.
I'm assuming the Rando Big Leaks will be there.
Yeah, of course. Including Nancy Mirando.
Seated across the aisle are Blonde and Silver. One by one, except for an old lady, everyone on board puts on a ski mask or a bandana over their mouth.
There it is.
Blonde points up ahead, and the old lady scans the crew nervously. Kay offers her a mask. With a look of confusion, she takes it. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.